down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Your mama, she's something. Your mama, what a woman. Your mama, there ain't nothing like your mama, beautiful mama.
Oh, he loves it.
That's an approval right there.
He loves it. That was so good.
Thank you.
It made me a little emotional.
That's kind of what's supposed to happen.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's actually exactly what's
supposed
to happen.
You're a real human.
Yeah. You're like waiting for the tears.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. That was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that was that like for your kids?
Yes. Yeah.
That's so special.
Like for our kids and for our wives at the same time. Kind of. I never heard a song before where I've heard a million country songs about moms.
Yeah.
But they're always, my mama did this, you know.
It's not.
It's not singing to your kids about your wife, which is what was cool about it.
That is. Ramen better not ruin this podcast right now. You need to just calm down.
Would it actually be ruined or just awesome?
Well,
dog barking in the background.
As long as it's only like once or twice.
Yeah.
I guess I should introduce you guys and then we can continue to talk about the song because it was so good. Okay, so welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and today I'm sitting down with two brothers who have been here before and happen to be from a place near and dear to my heart, Alberta, Canada. They've been making music together since they were just kids and have gone to actually live out their childhood dreams, touring with artists including Martina McBride, most recently Old Dominion. They have been nominated for ACM's Duo of the Year two times. Not once, but twice.
Look at that.
And their music has been streamed over 2 million times. Please welcome to the podcast Brad and Curtis Rample, also known as High Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys can clap for yourselves.
Oh, okay. That way it sounds like there's three people in here.
Yeah. It sounds like you've got an audience. You know?
And a beautiful dog. Yeah.
And look at, he's finally starting to calm down. All right. If you're like me, you might need some cooking inspiration to spice things up during the week. Come back to the magic of your kitchen with new flavors and unexpected culinary combinations, seasonally inspired produce, step-by-step cooking techniques, and chef-tested recipes are just the beginning. Because when you make dinner with Blue Apron, you're not just cooking. Girl, you're creating. Blue Apron offers three flexible plans, the two-person plan, four-person family plan, and the WW freestyle plan. For Jason and I, the two-person plan is perfect at the end of a long day. You get to choose from a variety of chef-designed recipes and get perfectly portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. How many times do I say it? I love convenience. Anything that comes to my door, I'm in. Blue Apron helps me discover my inner chef. It's exposed me to delicious recipes I wouldn't have thought to try. With Blue Apron, the hard parts are already done for me, and cooking is not a burden. In fact, super fun, and I love teaching Jason new things too. Blue Apron's menu is carefully designed and tested by our test kitchen chefs. The test kitchen uses unique specialty ingredients to bring chef quality recipes to your dinner table. And my personal favorite is the roasted cauliflower and saffron pasta because it's vegetarian and delicious. Sold. To start making delicious, brag-worthy meals at home without the hassle, try Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/offthevine. That's blueapron.com/offthevine. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So tell us about the song, Your Mama.
Wow. Your Mama. It's going to be great for radio stations to have like Your Mama jokes because radio always loves a great setup.
Fresh library of jokes.
Yeah.
But it's going to be so much cooler than that because we've been playing it live and it literally does make people cry.
Yeah. Oh, I almost cried.
That's our goal, but it is kind of awesome.
No, you feel it.
It's our goal with this song. I mean,
that's
it's
true.
Not our overarching goal, but
you want to cut to the core of people when they listen.
Yeah. And this is the song people come like through the autograph line, and this is the song they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like 100% of the time.
We've just played for 75 minutes, and all they talk about is 3 minutes
so
of the show.
I guess
like, could have saved some time.
Suck to be all our other songs.
Yeah. Honestly.
Do you have like a whole new album coming out?
Yeah, we do. Okay. Single Man was the first song off of it.
Yeah.
Your Mom is a second, obviously, for those of you counting. And it's just, it's true for us. We each have two kids, and our wives are, I mean, as you know, everybody knows, moms work quite a bit harder than the husbands in the relationship. And people always ask, like, does your wife work or is she?
And I
I'm like,
that.
She's a stay-at-home mom, but she works her butt off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my kids currently have 4 days of football a week and 3 days of baseball, and there's still only 7 days in a week.
Oh, my. Yeah, moms are heroes. They really are.
It's a lot of driving. Honestly, like, sometimes Miranda will go hang out with her girlfriends or something, and I'm home with the kids for like half a day.
And you're like,
and
holy.
I'm like, how do you do this? Like, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, moms don't get days off.
Yeah.
Like, I love my kids and we have a lot of fun, but I crave like adult interaction.
That's the
so
hardest.
Much.
How old are your guys' kids?
Mine are 5 and 2 and another
and
one,
another
due
one
in
on
January.
The way. Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mine are 10 and 7.
Yeah.
And I try and like, I'm always very, even on social media, I'll be like, make sure you, you know, stay fit and eat healthy and all this stuff. And the moment I have the kids, it's like, we're ordering pizza and we're drinking Coke. And guess what? We're going to Dairy Queen because I'm a cool dad. And I tell Rebecca all the time, if I was in charge like you are most of the time about what they're eating, you know, because I'm off and she's taking care of everything, all my principles in life would go out the window. Because it, for me, it's like, hey, honey, could you do all those things and make this amazing healthy food that tastes great? But when I'm in charge, it's like, oh, shoot. Hey, good boys, want to go do something fun? And we leave the house, do fun things. And she always hates how I get to be like super
the cool
daddy.
Dad. Yeah, I know. It's not fair because moms always have to be, well, especially with their, if their husbands are traveling and on the road all the time, they have to be the person who keeps everything in line, and then the dad gets to come home for a couple of minutes, and then you do all the fun stuff with them, and then you go again. Yeah, that's
or tricky. My main, like, I mean, I have lots of negatives, but one very obvious one is I come home after being gone for 5 or 6 days. I'm like, well, why aren't they doing that? They should have done their own. And I all of a sudden I'm like disciplinary dad, and Rebecca's like, hey, just so you know, everything was great when you weren't here, and I have everything under control, and you don't need to walk in 10 seconds and think you can fix everything that's not perfect.
Very fair. Very fair. Can I tell you something? The other day, I was talking to Jason about when my niece was really young, and she was 3. And I don't know, this weird things go through my brain of like, the weirdest things come through my brain. And then he's like, is that seriously stuff you think about? And I'm like, yeah. And for example, I was telling him that when my sister was pregnant and she had the baby, I was like, I can't wait to teach her these like hilarious comebacks. And like, she's going to be so chirpy. And so I couldn't wait till she could talk because I wanted her to say, your mom, for everything. Like, who made the mess? Your mom? And Jason was like, I don't get it. And he didn't get that there's like your mama jokes. He didn't get that. He was like, I've never heard of that.
Wow.
It like, he wasn't a sheltered child. How
are
do you not
sure?
Get, well,
have
I'm questioning. I'm questioning
it
now.
I think he may have been.
He didn't get your mama jokes. I was like, "What? Google it."
Yeah, that's going to be the thing for sure.
Oh yeah,
with
radio
song
stations
like,
are going to have a field day with that one.
Yeah, High Valley and your mama coming up. You know,
all the time. They're going to love it.
But whatever. Once people actually listen to the song, then they'll love it.
We've like sang your mama jokes in soundcheck and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. You guys should have like a little outtake of like your mama jokes in a song.
We should have your mama. Volume 2, where we just sing the jokes. Just get it out there, over with, and then we can
move on.
Yeah. People can cry again from the other version. Just go back and forth.
Just very different tears this time.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps asking us if they can have the song ahead of time for like their mother-son dances at weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, we never had dances at our wedding, so I didn't even know that was a thing. But is that... I don't father-daughter...
Mennonites don't dance.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's very... It's highly illegal.
Right. I forgot about that. So what did your weddings look like?
If you ever don't know for sure that Mennonites don't dance, come to a High Valley show and watch us walk around on stage. You'll be like, yep, those guys never danced growing up.
I can hardly strum a guitar and step forward.
Because it's too much choreography for you.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
That's so...
If we ever went to a Backstreet Boys show, our heads would explode.
Tell me now, what was the reason behind not dancing?
I think the same reason you don't have electricity or, you know, do anything
just
cool.
Simple, like, simple life. Because, I mean, for people who don't know...
Just for the record, my kids dance all day long.
Oh, yeah.
We listen to a lot of Post Malone on our way to school in the morning.
I love Post Malone.
Things have progressed.
Yes, they have. Well, you're also in Nashville. It's a little bit different.
That's right.
From where. Okay, tell. I know people probably heard you on the first podcast, but just kind of give a background of your childhood.
And
because I even like hearing it for the second or third time. So tell us about
how
you.
Well, it's changed. The road got paved now. So everybody listening to the first podcast, we told you that we had 150 miles of gravel. And then another, quite a few hundred miles, and then you get to the airport. Well, now they paved the gravel.
Wow. The whole way.
Wow. You're big time now.
My wife and I, I think it was two Christmases ago, that the first time we were up there since the pave.
Yeah.
And we kept track at one like family reunion, a Christmas party, and I think there was like 10 or 15 times different people mentioned how convenient it was now that there was pave. Going to the airport.
The talk of the town.
They're like, I made it to the airport in 6.5 hours now that it's paved.
Right.
And it used to be 8 hours to the airport.
Oh.
Now you can do it's 420 miles. No.
That's so crazy. So how often do you get home?
Like once a year.
And you have to do that 8 hour.
I have this baller friend who hooked me up big time with a private little airplane, and they picked us up in Edmonton and flew us in. And the airport in Lacrete.
Oh.
Which is, you know, a landing strip.
Yeah.
Is like 2 minutes from mom and dad's house. So they picked us
amazing.
Up there. It was minus 40 when we landed.
Actually, with Apple's weather app, if you check the weather in Lacrete, it says Lacrete Airport. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. Do you know why?
That must be where the little thermometer is. That the Apple guy's like, hey, Lacrete guy, what's the temperature?
That's so funny. Yeah. And so, wait, that blows my mind that there's an airport.
It's not an airport. It's a place to land.
And then a strip.
Yeah. There's a shop with a guy's, I think he's got a Camaro parked in there and an airplane.
Oh my God, that's kind of cute. I was at an airport in the Bahamas in this one random little, at this one island. And you just walk in, it's just one tiny little room and then the plane behind it. But when we walked in, there was just a broken, like, crashed plane. Yeah, and I walked in, I'm like, you might want to move that. It was just an absolute crashed plane, just like right to the right of the plane we were getting on.
Maybe it's kind of like how on cigarettes it says, this will kill you, please buy a pack. Or
right.
Whatever it says.
Same
so
thing,
maybe it's saying, like, this plane is very dangerous, now get on.
Which, by the way, they don't do that in the States. That's only Canada that they have those images on.
I just saw on the news they're changing it here.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Anyways, back to your childhood. So just explain kind of, so you had no electricity as children.
No. Cigarette boxes. I'm just kidding.
We did. We definitely, our mom and dad grew up in Mexico. Let's start at the beginning.
Yep.
They had no electricity.
Yeah.
Horse and buggy.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. Grandpa bought a truck. Weren't supposed to have a truck. They rode the truck from Mexico all the way to Canada.
Yeah.
Not crazy Canada, just like.
Southern Canada.
By Detroit.
Southern Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah, right by Detroit.
Yeah.
Then our grandpa got like almost free farmland way up in the north. So we're from, if you look at Juneau, Alaska, we're the same line as Juneau.
Okay.
So it's called Alberta, but it's may as well be the Northwest Territories. And it's a little town called Lacrete. And we grew up very old school, but with electricity, with vehicles. All that stuff. Speaking German. German's the main language in our town. All Mennonites and everybody speaks German.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. We used to do Backstreet Boys in German all the time.
I knew you guys spoke German, but I didn't know that was the like
That's
language.
That's like the Mennonite language. It's a dialect of German. So
okay.
It's not the Germany German, but it's...
It's like Dutch German.
Yeah.
How do you say your mama in German?
You kind of... We say mom still. We'd say Dino...
Dean Mama?
Dina Allern is your parents.
Oh.
Dina Allern. My wife never knew English until she went to public school.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
All German all day.
All right. When you guys aren't listening to my podcast, are you looking for something else to fill in the time and entertain you? Well, guess what? The Legendary series is back. Don't miss the return of True Hollywood Story, the series that dives deep into the moments that are shaping popular culture, whether they became the ground zero for a revolution or caused a major shift in culture. True Hollywood Story will explore all of the possibilities straight from the people who were on the front lines of the story. Each self-contained documentary will explore a compelling topic, headline, or person. What is the secret behind the empire that is Kim Kardashian? Does the hip-hop industry reject women? Can a horror movie set be cursed, or are these unexplained events and deaths purely coincidence? Can craving fame turn into addiction, destroying those who seek it the most. Watch the most anticipated series return Sundays at 10 only on E!
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
And you guys met your wives in school, like high school.
I met mine at a music festival. She came up.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, we played in Fort St. John. She's from British Columbia. And we played a show. It was a lot of old people at the show. It was a very kind of Mennonite gospel jamboree,
yeah.
Super old school crowd, except this one dropped dead gorgeous 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And I was 16. I was in 11th grade, and it was right towards the end of the school year. And so she came up to our little merch stand after we were selling CDs, and we had just got a poster made, like an 8x10 glossy, and she bought it.
Glossy?
It was $5.
It was the Someday photo shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I signed
it. Does she still have it?
She does.
She does.
Right?
Oh, I love that.
We have it in a hope chest in our
bag. We should tweet that photo because we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, Curtis, really Curtis loves the photo.
Brad's in the center, and his... we're kind of like, I don't know if we were kneeling on the floor, but like
hopefully
Brad's
not.
Like sticking his face out like this, and then his 16-year-old Adam's apple is like just
in your face.
In your face.
I signed directly over the Adam's apple, so it kind of...
to hide it a little bit.
But she dug it, apparently. She was loving it because she stuck around and like kind of hung out there with me. And then I'm not sure what the transition was. I'd love to remember so I could teach my kids how to pick up chicks, because apparently it was pretty smooth. She went from, hey, can I buy that, please, to getting my autograph, to writing my nickname on my bicep with a Sharpie, like a like a tattoo.
Your
and then
nickname?
She took a greyhound to La Crete to see Brad.
That's a couple months later.
That's
I thought it was the next moment.
Wait, what was your nickname?
Brodla. It's German for Brad.
Oh,
it's
I thought fake. It was like bro something. I was like, oh no.
That's fake.
There's your confession. Okay, wait, say it again.
Brodla. Oh. You have to roll the R.
Broda.
Brodla.
Oh, Brodla.
I was in kindergarten. Nice. Every Mennonite kid has like a traditional biblical old school name that you can say in German. And Bradley, you can't. So apparently this kid on the bus said, what's your name in German? And the bus driver overheard me lie to the kid and say, Brodla. So then she calls my mom, and for the rest of my life, I've been called Brodla by all my buddies.
Oh, that's funny.
Because they were like, you'd almost get teased if you weren't German enough. And if your name, if you didn't have a German version of your name, then...
And what was yours?
Are you Curtis is a very English name, but my grandmother called me when she was still alive. She called me... Curtis.
Oh.
Curtis.
It's very hard to do.
I can't do that one.
Curtis.
I can't do that one.
She was a lot better at it than I am.
I'm just remembering this because I went to take ramen out to try and go to the bathroom. I love that one of you drives a Range Rover and the other drives this like little beat up truck. Whose is whose? I can guess.
Okay.
Guess.
Curtis drives the truck. Brad drives the Range Rover.
Nailed it. 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Curtis is also the one who wore socks in his sandals. We did a poll yesterday.
That's cool now.
Or the other day.
Is it?
Yeah, that's
I don't know that it's cool the way I do it, but...
Oh, but yours was more probably like dad vibes.
He wasn't doing the Antonio Brown version. He was doing more...
They were gray and black socks in black Walmart Birkenstock knockoff sandals, and I was wearing Wranglers. So
wow,
I don't know if that's like
that's just like dad style.
Yeah, it was,
which
but,
is allowed.
I mean,
dad.
It was a red eye, and I was like, I don't care what I look like. I want to be as comfortable as I possibly can on this plane, and those Wranglers are incredibly comfortable.
Wranglers are comfortable.
Those ones are.
I would pick. Yeah, Brad's shaking his head.
Yeah, they're really soft cotton.
Are they like sweatpant Wranglers?
I mean,
I think you just created something.
Compared to the traditional Wrangler, yeah, they're almost like sweatpants.
Wait, but that is a good idea. They should
sweatpant
come up with something.
Sweatpant Wranglers
like...
also sounds like a band name.
That's a good band name, yeah.
I would go see them at the Station Inn if it was.
Didn't you do a little clip video of my socks and
yeah,
sandals?
Yeah, I did. People, oh, there was a poll. It was 82% voted that Curtis was the one wearing because we didn't show the face. It was just the feet.
Yeah.
And people got it right. But also, that way, when the Uber driver dropped him off at his truck, it matched. Better.
Yeah.
Is that your like main vehicle?
Yes.
I love that. You're so humble. Brad, you're such a little you're such a little diva. And your little Range Rover.
Oh man.
At least it's a little
that, Range Rover. I bet my truck is Brad, what do you think my truck is worth? Just
to you or to
no,
like
to Craigslist. To Craigslist.
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah?
$500?
Anything that moves you can get.
It's got just over 200,000 miles.
Sorry, $600. I was wrong.
I just spent, I just put a new transmission in it for, what was it? It was over $2,000.
What?
Yep.
Are you like really, like attached to this truck?
It kind has its own link on Instagram. What's it called? The highlight thing on Instagram?
Oh, reel?
It's called Elvis.
My truck's name is Elvis.
Great.
The ceiling liner, I can show you when we're done.
Okay.
But the ceiling liner has been reupholstered by the previous owner, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah.
And it's Elvis fabric. So there's like Elvis in the military and there's 30 of his face just staring at me while I'm driving.
Watching over him.
If you didn't name it Elvis.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So his name's Elvis. He's very unique, one of a kind.
Yeah.
He gets
from point A to point B.
He sure does. Yeah. As long as all the parts are working, which they weren't recently, but hey, I fixed it.
No desire to get a new one?
I don't. I like that. I can smack Elvis with a 2x4 and some of the paint will fall onto the ground and nobody cares.
Yeah, I like that.
Because
Other than the viewers on Instagram, they love it.
Can we smack your car with a 2x4?
You know what? Mine is also very unique.
And what's his name?
My vehicle does not have a name.
What?
But,
Granger Smith. I named it.
Oh, yeah, Granger.
Oh, there you go.
Granger Smith.
Granger Smith.
But that's Granger Smith's name.
Yeah.
I mean, Grange Rover. Sorry. Yeah. What the heck?
Grange Rover.
I was like, wow, what a name.
That's good.
Or Ranger Smith. I can't remember. What was the one?
Me and Kim Kardashian have the same vehicle, and I feel like that's all that matters at this point.
Yeah.
That matters in...
Not in life, necessarily.
That's
but
so
to this
funny.
Conversation.
I had a gold Sunfire for the longest time that was missing a mirror.
Love that.
Yeah.
And hey, Elvis is missing a mirror.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, they would have got along so well.
Yeah.
And her name was Goldie Hawn because she was a gold Sunfire. And not like a nice gold either. Like a really
like that kind of tan.
There are that puke color.
Yeah.
Want to go for a ride in my puke color?
I had a Sunfire.
You did?
Yep.
What color?
A blue Sunfire.
Oh.
Yep. Four doors.
Oh, four door.
And then kind of that... Aztec camouflage seat cover.
Wow.
It was like very like blotchy camouflage looking.
Basically, it looks like I wish I had a truck, but I don't. So I'm making my seats look truck-ish.
No, they didn't look truckish. It looked like a 90s sweatshirt.
Nice. 80s.
1992.
Have you guys ever seen the Instagram account called like Fashion Dads or something? Like
no.
Oh, you should follow it. It's amazing. They've got a lot of good sweaters going out there.
Do they? Do they have socks and sandals?
I'm sure.
Can I just say,
you should nominate yourself to go on it.
Yeah? The Birkenstock knockoffs at Walmart?
Yeah.
Incredibly comfortable.
Are they?
Yep.
Only if you're wearing socks.
No.
But wait. So they don't have the toe thing. Like, you're just like... sliding
just
in.
Okay,
that makes it a
I didn't have my socks like wrapped around the little toe separator.
Right. You guys
that's
are
what those things are called.
You guys are very different, aren't you?
Than what?
Like each other.
Oh.
Same but different?
Then what?
We're like, just different. We're weird.
Brothers, yes, but not with each other.
Oh,
like
man.
What makes it, what do you guys have in common? Music?
Parents. Actually, we listen to very different music, probably.
Really?
I mean, my kids literally are in charge of everything. Like, we did a playlist for, I want to say, Billboard. It was something very cool.
Yeah.
And they were like, pick 25 songs for your playlist. And I literally was sitting out at the pool and I said, hey, boys, 25 songs. And they just rattle them off. And I send in the email. It was like 30 seconds it took me to do the whole thing.
Subtle flex that you have a pool.
Yes. Very subtle.
Range Rover and a pool, okay.
Everybody in this town has a pool. It's not that.
Kate, do they really?
I'd say a lot of, yes.
So, Jason,
I mean, it's 100 degrees every day.
I know.
So.
Jason was just saying, nobody in this town has a pool. I'm like, I fly over Nashville and see so many pools.
Yes.
I want one. Go on.
Here's the deal. I'm not saying everybody has a pool, but most neighborhoods are built around a pool.
Yeah.
So when you say the pool, I don't feel like you're showing off. It just means you don't sit in air conditioning your entire life.
Oh.
You just go outside to the nearest
pool. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Now I will flex and say thank you. Thanks to your podcast for promoting our previous songs. People downloaded them enough for me to buy a pool. So you pretty much.
I mean, that's my pool.
Yeah, yeah. You pretty much.
It's your pool.
I can come hang out in that pool whenever I want.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Wait, I interrupted you though. What were you saying?
They did the. I don't have my own musical taste as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I have more of, oh wow, my kids are teaching me about new music, and then I go write music every day, and that's kind of my. I take what I've learned from them and what I know about old school country and kind of mix
combine it
together.
Wow,
whereas
that's great.
I feel like you still have more of your own musical
taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all over the place. Like one day I'm listening to NF and then the next day I'm listening to Ricky Skaggs and
God, I love Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah. I've been on a pretty serious bluegrass kick for a little bit now.
Yeah.
We just did a bluegrass version of Single Man.
Awesome.
And Ricky Skaggs executive produced it. And
no
since
way.
That day we were in the studio with all these bluegrassers and I hadn't really listened to bluegrass for a couple of years, honestly. And so now I've just
wouldn't
been
admit that out loud.
Zoned into it for like the last month and it's fun.
All right. We all know that finding time in our busy lives to work out is impossible. With all the travel I do, it feels especially impossible to have a routine. And not all of us can afford fancy $40 studio classes, plus the time suck it takes to drive there and park, or a $1,000 treadmill. Enter Obey. Stands for Our Body Electric, which I think is pretty cool. For just $27 a month, again, $27 a month, that's three coffees, you guys. You get unlimited access to the best instructors New York City has to offer. This streaming fitness service offers 14 live classes a day and over 2,500 on-demand boutique fitness classes. Obey's workouts are just 28 minutes, and you can take Pilates, Sculpt, HIIT, resistance band classes, dance, cardio, yoga, power, legs, butt. They're really covering it all. Plus, if you're super busy, they have 10-minute express classes. Those are the ones I do. And you have no excuses not to get your workout in. You can log in from your phone or laptop anywhere. The instructors get to know you and the community will keep you motivated. And I said this on my last podcast. I met one of the instructors over Instagram. He reached out to me saying thank you for taking his class and we became friends. So, you know what? We're all in this together. Sign up for your free trial at www.obeyfitness.com. That's OBEfitness.com. And use the code OFFTHEVINE for your first month free. Once you join the Obey family, promise you'll never leave. That's OBEfitness.com. Use code OFFTHEVINE. Again, OBEfitness.com. Code OFFTHEVINE. How would you guys describe your music?
I would say our music is old school and new school at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the best compliment we get is when people say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
It's like, it should remind you of a throwback situation at the same time. Hopefully it's cutting edge.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, layering old school vibes, you know, rhythmic mandolins and banjos and all this stuff with the pretty heavy backbeat. And, it's cool and hip and old-fashioned at the same time.
That's why I love it. I love it.
It's like if two Mennonite brothers from the wilderness found people
got
with
sleeve
technology
tattoos
in Nashville.
Yeah. And listened to Post Malone.
If we did get sleeve tattoos, I bet our mom would feel religiously okay to chop our arms off.
I always tell people I can either have a mom or a tattoo.
Oh,
and I choose to
mom.
Have a mom.
Yeah, that your mom wouldn't probably like me then.
Yeah, and I'm no, pretty sure dad's the same, but he's
our
just
mom's
so quiet.
Awesome and she loves everybody.
Yeah,
she really is. But it's that thing. You want to, everybody evolves, right? You grow up, you go to college, unless you're us, but normal people go to college.
I didn't go to college.
You didn't?
No, we're all doing just fine. Yeah,
in my high school class, 50 people, 100 people in 10th grade, 50 graduated, okay? High school.
Really?
Yeah, because once you're old enough to drive, you can make so much money working in the oil field or in a logging camp or running a heavy machinery.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's really hard to convince, especially the dudes, to stick around and get an education because their goals are, you know, to work.
Right, right.
And the ladies up there, it's still very normal to get married young, have tons of kids, and be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
So they lose. The whole concept of everybody going to college was so foreign to me.
Right.
When I had two kids go to college, I think, like a straight-up college out of our grad class.
Really? That's
and
so interesting.
Zero of them were me.
And zero of them.
Yeah. Well, there was a few more in my grad class, but still a pretty bad, pretty low ratio.
Whereas my kids, it's like, you need to go to college, which for them, they think that means they go play college football. They don't understand that.
Well,
it means there's actually other stuff at college.
School work to do as well. Yeah, but that's, I think that's so, I feel like that would make a kid want to go to college, though, if they can go for a sport.
Oh, yeah. That's all they talk about. Like, every single day, they talk about which college they'll play for and which guy in the NFL played for LSU. And
they're good, right?
They are good.
Yeah.
He said it, not me.
You're allowed to say it?
Okay. They're very good.
Yeah. I feel like I see it on, well, you've talked about it before, but I see obviously social media, but they're like, I mean, they're very committed too. They do a lot. They play
hardcore.
A lot. Yeah.
They're playing travel baseball now and they have actual major league retired coaches. So.
Look at him. He's so cute. Ramen, can he hear me in there? Ramen, sit down. Ramen, hey. Look at Ramen.
Just try it in Korean.
I tried. I like Googled how to say certain things in Korean to
Did
see if
work?
He would listen. Hey, Ramen, stop. I don't know why he's being so crazy today. He doesn't usually bark this much.
I think he's fine. And he looks like the dog on the cover of A Dog's Purpose.
Yeah, I know. Is that the one they're coming out with a movie, right?
I know which one you're talking
about. The Art of Racing in the Rain.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, that's
what
Milo Van whatever.
Yes, I love Milo and I love that book. I've read it twice and I'm so excited about the movie.
My son's two favorite things are dog movies and race cars, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to take them.
Yep.
That's amazing. And you guys were on tour with Old Dominion.
Yeah, and we just saw them actually last week. They're awesome.
Really?
They sound better. In my opinion, them and Little Big Town sound the best live. Everybody's
really?
Amazing
that.
Entertainers, and I'm not saying any of them aren't great live, but a lot of people are like so good at entertaining that it's more useful than...
Just musically, them and Little Big Town are next level.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you know
those are the two people we've done the most shows with ever, I think.
Really? And they're obviously fun to go on tour with. And
yeah, they're such great guys. We played hockey with Trevor all over the place.
Oh, no way.
He used to play hockey in college.
No way.
Like straight up Div 1 college. So he's for real.
Wow.
Like
legit.
Made us look horrific.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, you guys just go on the road and then play some ice hockey in between?
Yeah, because everywhere
That's
you
so
play.
Fun.
We're playing in arenas and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of newer arenas, if you're playing in nice places, have a little separate rink somewhere.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's so much fun.
And you get so bored just being backstage.
No kidding.
It's way cooler to go play hockey.
Was that your favorite part of touring? It's just being able to like go do stuff like that on the side?
I think it made it quite memorable compared to other tours we've been on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the only tour we've played hockey on.
My favorite part of that tour was they have, and I don't mean this in a beefcake way, but they had a trainer and a separate trailer with fitness gear
and
multiple guys from the tour working out. So you felt like a good kind of buddy system motivation.
That's cool.
It was fun.
Because you're quite into working out.
I am. But normally, if I'm at home, I have my wife to work out with. And on the road, I don't.
Right.
Because I haven't convinced anybody in our band yet to be my workout partner.
Chris, you just don't like working out?
No, I just... Yeah, I don't really like it.
That's fair.
So all the Old Dominion guys do, and all the Michael Ray guys do. So then there was just like 20 guys working.
Oh, yeah. Michael Ray, doesn't he just like, that guy's pretty jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always see him doing his workout stuff.
Or it could just be all the tattoos he have on his arm.
It's
like
an optical illusion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He might just have really skinny arms.
It's the
huge tattoo.
It's an optical illusion. It's the pleat in the pants.
Just kidding, Michael.
It's the tattoo.
Michael's
on the
listening right now, so I'm sorry.
No. I want to have him and Carly on. Are they in love?
Are they dating?
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but they really love each other.
Are they in a relationship?
I'm not sure. According to social media, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Those two are. I mean, they are just...
We knew Carly before she was head over heels in love with Michael Ray.
Yes.
When she was...
She said she hated him.
Yeah, she said he...
Just kidding.
I was like, like, oh my God, breaking news. This is the headline for my podcast. This is how I'm going to get downloads.
We both got to town at kind of the same time, had the same producer, and we love bluegrass so much, and she had that Kentucky thing going on.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
And, you can Google this. I have gone on record probably 1,000 times saying, hey, who's your favorite artist right now? And I'd always say Carly Pierce.
Really?
Thrilled,
I love her
thrilled
voice.
For every beautiful thing happening in her life. And,
totally.
And Michael's awesome.
They're both so. Just such sweet people.
Yeah.
Like, just sweethearts. And then tell me about your newest single, Single Man, and tell us about what inspired you to write it and what it's about. Because it sounds like something yeah. different than what it is. Same thing yeah. with your mama.
Hashtag country switcheroo.
Country switcheroo.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
It's kind of, you honestly go for that. When you're writing a song, you try, at least in this town, you're like, but what's the little twist? What's going
right.
to be the thing that makes people go, ah?
Yes.
And we had flown in a red eye for some reason, and I'm not complaining. California is like where we play all the time, more
yeah.
than anywhere in the world. And we flew in on a red eye, and I had booked a 9 a.m. co-write.
Oh.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
I went to bed.
I even know, like, that's a, like, why would you do that?
Because it was with Ashley Gorley and Chris DiStefano, and Ashley's had like 40 number one hits.
Oh, okay.
Like,
then you
hey,
got to
you want to write? Let's
yeah.
do it. But they only had 2 hours to finish the song.
Okay.
So we wrote from 9 till 11, and then I had my second co-write of the day.
Oh, geez.
And that was when we wrote Single Man.
Oh, cool.
But we didn't finish it the first time because the guys told me, and they know that I'm not like this, but the next time they're like, dude, you look like stoned out of your mind when you got here. I guess
oh,
I was glazed
yeah, I guess.
Over and just... Like looked like I needed to lay down somewhere.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we never finished it the first time, but we got another day. And the whole point of the song was, you know, hopefully non-braggadocious way saying, I'm so stinking thankful for the lady in my life that I legitimately don't think I could find a single man out there who wouldn't want to switch places.
Oh, that's so cute. That just gave me goosebumps.
Nice.
Aww.
Goose flesh is what
Goose flesh.
Goose flesh.
That sounds gross.
We got a... Yeah. We got a
it is gross.
We got a message on MySpace years ago.
Yeah.
From a European fan. I don't know what country. Do you remember?
I'm sure it's all the same.
Anyway, they're like
just kidding. I'm trying to be like an ignorant.
There was like this nice broken English message, and then towards the end it said, "Your music gives me goose flesh."
In that exact accent
yeah.
on MySpace.
That's so funny.
So whatever country yeah. that accent was.
Okay. Goose flesh. That's gross.
You can keep
but
that.
But
you
relatable.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
I'm just imagining like a goose, like that you're about to eat, and it's just
fleshy.
It's like, you know, when you buy a chicken,
you buy
different. Chicken or turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just imagining the goose in the plastic.
Yeah.
Curtis doesn't have to buy chickens anymore though, because he has his own cage-free, organic, certified.
Can I buy
gluten-free?
It? Can I buy your eggs?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
For real.
You should get them for free.
You can, you can have them
I'll
for free.
I'll totally do a swipe up on Instagram.
If you like eggs.
Yeah.
Then you'll
I
love.
Got eggs
yeah, we
for
got,
you.
We got eggs every day. We got.
Hey, guys, everybody's been asking me where my eggs are from.
Yeah.
Swipe up. That's so funny.
Yeah, just swipe up with my own personal address, and then everybody can come to my house.
Come get some eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that, how many chickens do you have?
21.
Whoa!
21 chickens.
I thought you were going to be like two. You have 21 chickens?
Who wants to eat only 2 eggs a day? That's boring.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think about that. How, do you have a lot
it's
of
like,
land
would you
then?
Like an omelet? We don't have enough.
That's amazing. You guys know how much I love my dog, Ramen, and by love, I mean I'm obsessed. Sometimes my friends even get jealous of how much time I spend with him. Not gonna lie. So, of course, Ramen's health is way too important to feed him some highly processed burnt brown kibble for every meal. That's why I switched to the Farmer's Dog. It's real food, cooked fresh, and delivered right to my door. I think Ramen actually eats healthier than I do. The Farmer's Dog meals are made from fresh meat and veggies. There's no wondering what's in Ramen's food because I can actually see and identify every ingredient. No processing, no sitting on shelves for months at a time, just real fresh food. And my dog's transition to a fresh diet was super easy. The Farmer's Dog worked with top vets to create a complete and balanced meal for your dog. So you know they're getting the nutrition that they need to thrive. And Ramen is clearly thriving. Bonus, it's pre-portioned for them, so you don't have to worry about under or overfeeding, and it's easy with a busy schedule. I do have to say their customer service is amazing. I always look for good customer service in companies. You can text, email, or call them anytime, and they'll pair you with a pet expert who can help. I've been feeding this food to Ramen for a few months now, actually, and the results have been very impressive. He's got a smoother coat. His breath is actually fresh. I'm not just saying that. Come smell it. See for yourself. And he's got better poops. And with plans starting just at $3 a day, less than a morning coffee, I'm able to make it work with my family. It's a small price to pay for a long-term investment in my dog's health. The Farmer's Dog is a smarter, healthier pet food, making it as simple as possible to give your dog a better diet. Start your trial today by going to thefarmersdog.com/vine, and you'll save 50% and get free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com/vine for 50% off your trial with free shipping.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Congratulations to Caitlin Bristow on her People's Choice Award nomination. We're so proud to have her as part of the Podcast One family.
I don't even care if I win or not. Yeah, I do, but I'm like, I can't believe I've been nominated. It's amazing.
Wow. Congratulations.
I am. Thank you.
Be sure you visit the People's Choice Awards website at pca.eonline.com to cast your vote for Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. You can vote up to 25 times a day, so get to it.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Do you have other animals?
I have two pregnant cows.
Do you?
Yep. And right now we're horse sitting two horses.
Oh my gosh. This
horse sitting.
Horse sitting.
Yeah. I'm qualified. Just kidding. I'm not. I just have dirt. And grass, thankfully.
Okay, yes. You need that.
We've got an old hound dog. We got a couple cats. One of our cats just had a litter because neighbor's cat came by.
Oh, whoops.
Mm. Whoops
a baby.
That's the confession right there.
That you accidentally got your cat pregnant?
He didn't.
Well, I mean, not
you. Come on. Settle down.
That's a real confession. But your neighbor's cat just wandered over? No.
I'm assuming because cats don't have babies without that kind of stuff
happening.
Could be
happening. A miracle. Could be a miracle cats.
Yeah, you never know.
Those cats get around, man. It's that's crazy.
Not quite as aggressive as your dog, but they are some pretty feisty.
Wow, so you got a lot of animals. Do you have animals, Brett?
We're very different.
Okay.
We do not have any animals.
No, none.
We did have a turtle for one day.
Well,
two times. We've had boxer turtles, they're called, that have wandered in from the back.
Oh, okay.
There's a creek kind of in the neighborhood, and turtles are out there. So my kids get this turtle, and then my wife Googles turtles and how many diseases they have.
Oh, yeah.
And then we didn't have a turtle anymore.
Yeah.
Do they carry a lot of diseases?
Yeah.
Yes, right on top of their shell.
Like salmonella.
Actually, are you serious right now?
No, I don't know where they are.
I heard something.
Maybe in their armpits.
There's another animal that carries a lot of. Armadillos carry a lot of diseases, too.
Ew,
we had one of those caught in our window. We have a basement in the window box that, So my wife, it's 3 in the morning, and she hears bang, bang, bang on the glass in the basement. She freaks out, calls her neighbors. They don't answer. It keeps on happening. So she calls our best friends or our neighbors a little further down. My buddy Ben comes over, forgets his gun in the house because she says there's somebody broke into her house in the basement.
Yeah.
She stays upstairs.
Oh, that's terrifying.
And he comes in, forgets his gun at his house, and asks for the sharpest knife that Rebecca has. So he grabs a butcher knife and goes downstairs and standing there in like the ready position. And
what is the ready position?
Yeah.
It's elbow at 90 degrees forward from shoulder, feet shoulder width apart, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's ready to murder somebody, but they quit making any noise and he's about to leave and give up and be like, hey, you must be just going nuts.
Yeah.
And then they hear it again and it's an armadillo trapped
it's
in the
window. It's a goddamn armadillo.
So that was pretty bad.
putting diseases on your window.
Yeah.
I know. So don't, if you come to our house when you use our pool, do not ever lick the windows of the basement.
Thank God you told me.
So many people are doing it. It's not recommended.
Yeah. It's the new thing. Yeah. It's the new fad. Everyone's licking windows.
Window lickers.
So we sort of have animals, armadillos, and.
Okay.
Oh, well, we had three
ones.
Crabs.
Uninvited. Oh.
Whenever we go to the beach, our sons buy
these.
Dude,
you
crabs.
Got more animals than, than I do.
Yours just aren't invited.
They all died.
He's got moles in his pool.
We have a lot of dead animals at our place.
See, that's the difference. You get animals that you want on purpose, then all those other animals are too scared to come visit.
Yeah.
I am also an animal that is scared of cats, so.
Yeah.
You're scared of cats?
I legitimately am.
I sometimes am. Just depends on the cat.
Yeah.
If they're sketchy.
Our cats are super chill. Apparently cats keep rat snakes away.
Yeah, I'm totally good with that.
Yeah, and mice, obviously.
Yeah. No, I'd be good. I would get a cat if I had a lot of land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am certifiably freaked out of cats, I would say, like a legitimate...
Did you have something happen to you?
Yes, lots of times with cats. Yes.
There you go.
I don't know. Did we talk about this last time?
I feel like we did.
Yeah, we lied on our first ever rider.
That was our confession.
Wait, I want
to... We used to lie that I was allergic to animals.
Okay.
So that people wouldn't have cats around me because I would, like, jump. Like, I could easily dunk on a 10-foot rim if you put a cat on the basketball court.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a skill. That's not a confession.
They always show up when I don't know they're going to be there.
They smell your fear.
I have a confession. I'm really athletic when there's cats around.
I do have a pretty decent confession.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
For many years, I have been not lying, but what's the word when you withhold, being dishonest to WestJet Airlines?
Okay.
We fly with Delta all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's actually how we met.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so haven't seen you there in a while.
Yeah. So we get all the free upgrades and you get spoiled, but on WestJet, they don't have first class. So every time I go on a WestJet and I do this, and it takes about 5 minutes out of my day, but it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Right before we board, I walk up and I say, hey, I'm Diamond on Delta, but I don't see my name on the upgrade list.
Yeah.
And then they explain, oh, sorry, we're a partner with Delta, but we don't have first class, so we actually don't have an upgrade list. You have to pay for these extra seats.
The premium plus. The
premium plus. And I say, okay, and I turn around. And they say, you know what? And I get the premium plus for free. It's probably happened 20 times.
No, you're joking.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, I'm using that because I always fly Delta and sometimes I'm on WestJet. And you know what pisses me off is you don't get the MQMs or whatever you're doing WestJet.
So yeah, if you just ask nicely about why you're not getting something for free and they explain to you.
And you drop the Diamond status, which I am.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, because I thought, you know, you could just pay for it. And then it's like, man, but this works so good. So I just kept trying it.
Yeah.
And now we're doing a flyaway with WestJet. We're doing a trip, like, to Maui with WestJet. So I told all the, like, amazing ladies at WestJet about this. I said, if I tell you a story, do you promise you won't, like, tell anybody? But now I'm telling the entire world.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the entire world listens to this podcast.
So now, now next.
7 billion streams a week.
Tomorrow's WestJet flight will be, like, 40 people. So I'm Diamond on Delta.
Yeah. They're going to be like, what happened?
Everybody's doing it.
That's so
funny. Yeah, so I feel a little weird doing it, but it's so worth
it. You drive a Range Rover, but you're going to cheap out on the premium plus.
Hey, I drive a used Range Rover I bought at an auction, and it needed four new air shocks.
I'm just yanking your chain.
Oh, boy. I'm about to trade it in for a 91 Dodge Dakota.
You know what I really want?
It's a 95.
Oh, sorry.
Really want a 67 Bronco. Like baby blue.
I heard Ford's bringing the Bronco back.
They are.
But not the 67.
Yeah, it's not the same. The 67
They're going to do like a new one.
Yeah, yeah. Lady Gaga drove
one. We'll see how this thing goes, and we always try and get you a gift after, so we'll think about it.
If this does well for your next album, then you owe me a Bronco.
There you go.
A Bronco
swipe up and
your pool.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, and what's your confession?
Why don't you do a swipe up, like a little Bronco thing, have people swipe up and get a free Bronco? Can't you do that?
Absolutely not. I won't. Are you guys on Cameo?
What is that?
If it's cool, we are.
Well, Cameo, people pay to get shout outs from you.
Oh, I heard about this.
And I just can't bring myself to do that. Like, everyone's like, you should be on Cameo. And I'm like, I just feel like such an asshole. Pay me and I'll go say hello to you.
I respect you.
Everyone's like, but it's such good money. I'm like, I can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I see a nice message, maybe I'll just make one for you anyways.
There you go.
And you don't have to pay me.
There you go.
We love that in like meet and greets when families come up and they're like, hey, instead of getting a photo, can you do a little shout out to our kids?
Yeah.
We still do a photo because we're like, it's not an either
or.
But I love that. I love knowing that some kid is, and yes, we don't get paid for it. But
yeah.
I will say when we launched our fan club, we had like X amount of dollars. You get a meet and greet pass, level up, you get all our music for free.
Yeah.
You're paying for it up front.
Yeah.
And then we did this kind of for fun. We said $200 a month and you can come to Nashville once a year and hang out with us.
Yeah.
It was just more of a joke. And the first day, a bunch of people signed up. So we started doing these trips where we'd bring people in.
Yeah.
And we'd pay for their flights and their hotels and hang out with them in Nashville. It was actually really, really fun.
That's cool.
And we don't do it anymore, but we stay in touch with the super, super supportive fans that were in that group. So maybe it's okay if people pay for things like that. Just not the hello, $50 to say hi to somebody. That's
I was
really going to
charge like $200.
Okay, sorry.
For a hey.
Chris Harrison charges like $500. But I was thinking if I did it, then I would maybe find a charity that I'm passionate about and give half the money to that.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. So I'll figure it out.
I'd say 90%, but whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 90, I mean. Just kidding.
90-80
totally
split.
Just kidding. Well, we're running out of time because you have to go, but I want to hear Curtis's confession.
Oh, I pee in the shower every day.
Me too.
Okay. Dang, that was boring.
That's the same as like brushing your teeth with water, though. Everybody does
it. Yeah.
What do you think? What percentage of people pee in the shower?
90.
100.
98.
My wife does not.
Okay, absolutely. So 99.9.
99. Your wife is the only
one. I've done this one time.
Okay.
Ooh, this is getting better.
Oh, boy.
Peed in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm scared.
My wife was in the shower, too, but I managed to like sneakily do it while she was shampooing or something.
See, and she didn't notice.
Nope.
Well, then I have a confession.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
I pee in the shower every time while my wife is in there.
Oh, what? And she doesn't know?
No, she knows. She doesn't care.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just cute that you guys shower with your wives.
If you drink enough water, that your pee is the same color as water.
Well,
so
and you're just, it's washing off anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't find that weird.
We had a guy on my basketball team that would pee on us in the shower. That was a little gross.
Yeah, that's next.
Well, there's like 12 dudes.
He would pee on you?
Yeah, and after the game, 12
dudes
in the shower.
Hey, have you confessed that? The whole pee sports
Oh, that
scenario?
Somebody drank you? Have I not confessed that?
No. Man.
See, my sister-in-law confessed it for me.
So much urine confessions.
Yeah, that's okay.
I guess I'm just going to... Can I just say his name and everything? And then when he listens, he can punch me in the face?
Totally.
So...
Then he can pee on you.
Our town, small enough that we had to put a bunch of towns together, if you're real serious about hockey, to make like a regional team.
Yeah.
A small oil field town called Rainbow Lake was like a couple hours away. And we're on the same team as Rainbow Lake and Paddle Prairie and Fort Vermilion.
Oh, yes.
And so my buddy gets a Sunny Delight, you know, the drink, Sunny Delight.
Oh, of course.
And puts it in the urinal.
Your mom's the coolest. Yeah.
Puts it in the urinal and says, pee in this thing. We'll give it to Kevin.
Oh, that makes me want to barf.
So I pee in a Sunny Delight bottle.
Ew.
After a game, and I'm going to throw everybody under the bus. My buddy Terry Brown, it was his idea. And then Logan Niehaus brings it to Kevin Sparling, and Kevin drinks it.
Oh, did he barf immediately?
And cusses a little bit. And
Just a little.
And his dad's the head coach. He's not our normal head coach. He's the head coach of this travel team.
Okay.
So not a smart move.
No.
He comes in and wants to know who did it and yells at us. And, of course, I didn't admit it.
Yeah.
And so now I am to the world. But
oh, my God.
So Kevin Sparling's the guy, right? Well,
never drink Sunny D again.
Back to the beginning of the show when I said I met my wife at this music festival in Fort St. John. Kevin moves to Fort St. John. I am not even dating my wife yet. We're just getting to know each other on the phone. And she says, so there's this new guy in my class, and he says he knows you. His name's Kevin Sparling. He just moved here. And I'm like,
no.
What?
You're like, I peed in that guy's sunny dude.
Literally. So I said, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you a story about Kevin, but never tell him this. So I do. Life goes on. My sister-in-law gets invited to Kevin's younger brother's birthday party.
Oh, boy.
And she drops the bomb
this
at the birthday
karma.
Party.
This is karma.
And says, my sister's boyfriend peed in a cup and you drank it. And anyway,
now everybody knows.
Me and Kevin?
Yeah.
I've actually never seen him since then. That was about 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, he's probably avoiding you.
Yeah.
He probably has a knife. Kind of mouth.
He has a knife in the ready position.
Just ready to get you back.
It's all nutrients.
Cut your you know what off. See if you pee in my Sunny D again.
Oh, man.
That's funny. My confession is just really quick that last night I was like, September, I'm going to be super healthy. I'm going to work out 5 days a week. I've been just a piece of shit lately. And I was like, I'm just going to do like the sober September, only have some wine on the weekends, get eat healthy workout. Last night, I went and had, I can say pasta in front of you guys, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll make fun of you, but you can say.
Oh, well, I had two dishes of different pasta at Rolf and Daughters.
Nice.
It was amazing. And I'd been eating all day, by the way. Okay, side note. Earlier that day, I had a Beyond Meat burger with a mac and cheese patty on it.
At Burger King, or who makes that?
It was at Ainsworth.
Oh, never mind.
A lot of people are doing Beyond Meat right now, right?
I love Beyond Meat burgers.
Really? Never had it.
Mac and cheese patty on top with mac and cheese on top. And then I ate two dishes of pasta. And then I went home and I put on the TV and Jason looked at me and he goes, should we order Chinese food? And we did. And
nice.
I ate lo mein. Wow. And
that's insane.
Disgusting.
They say everything in moderation, including moderation.
Well, you know what? I don't live by that. I just go for it when I feel like it.
That's what I'm saying. That's good. You threw the moderation out the window.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was pretty disgusting. I was really ashamed of myself.
How did you feel after?
Great.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Is Beyond Meat really something we're okay with? Like, do we know
what is it?
I don't know.
It's vegetarian meat.
It's a plant-based
substitute.
Burger.
Yeah.
All I know is that Leonardo DiCaprio invested a lot of money in this company.
Well, then you can't go wrong.
And so I believe in Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ground up dollar bills.
I'm just going to say, didn't Justin Timberlake invest in MySpace? And that's not really cool. So
no, that worked. That worked.
Okay.
You're right.
It's catching on.
You're right. But you know what? I like it. I like Beyond Meat. There's like so many. There's breakfast ones. There's like different taco ones. It's pretty good.
Swipe up to learn more.
Are you a vegetarian?
I am a pescatarian.
You eat fish.
I eat fish. And I do. You know what? I never in my life thought I wouldn't eat meat because steak was my favorite food.
Yeah.
And one time I was in New York and my ex was like, I'm going to go vegan. And I was like, oh, no, please don't. And then I was like, steak's my favorite food. I'll never do it. He's like, just do it for 3 weeks. See how you feel. And I did. And then I felt amazing. And then I tried to eat meat after and I got so sick. So now I'm just scared to go back.
Huh.
Yeah. So
maybe next time you try and eat meat, don't order like seven different meals all of it in the same day.
Well,
it's not like a
that wouldn't be
cow,
like me, though.
It's not cow sympathy. You just feel better without it.
Well, I have a little cow sympathy, but then I also saw documentaries about like farming and like
I'm really nice to my cows.
I believe you are.
He massages his cows like what is that, Wagyu beef where you have to massage?
No, I don't do that. That's actually, I think that's pretty cruel because they like cage him up and the cows never like do anything other than have massages.
Yeah, but I still
You could
eat
cage
eggs.
Me up and give me a massage for a while. <I'd be fine. laughs>
I'm not mad at that either.
And then cut you into slices.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, not that part.
See, it's like, I get it, but it's sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it, though. Okay, so last thing before we go, tell us about is your album out yet, or is it coming out? When's it coming out?
Your Mama's out. It just came out. I don't know.
That's when is it there? Works. Yeah. it did just come out, if you're listening to this.
Okay. So Your Mama just came out, and that's the brand new song, Two Songs Deep.
We don't have a day for the album, but it's coming. But just go listen to Your Mama.
Let us know if you cried.
Yeah, let us know.
And let us know if you cried. I mean, I almost did. If you guys weren't here, I probably would have. I was just trying to be cool.
We thought you were cool.
You left a great impression. I thought you were incredibly cool.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Especially because of the shirt, though. Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, my Mario Kart shirt. Yeah.
Did you actually play that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 34. I was like in it. I played Call of Duty. I played Mario Kart. I like loved video games. My parents had
those
to take it away from
Those are polar opposite.
Me. Well, yeah.
What about NHL? Did you play
Love
NHL?
NHL.
That's my
Still
favorite.
Still do. Yeah. Love NHL.
We didn't have internet, so I had to get the hockey news and make the trades based off of the hockey news once a week on NHL. It was awesome.
do you still play NHL now?
Yeah. My kids like to play Madden, you know, all the time, the football game. That wins. They like that one more. And they like playing WWE on Xbox, which is so boring.
My boys 5 and he's learning to play NHL now. It's pretty amazing. I love playing NHL.
Yeah, I play with my nephew all the time. And then what can people expect from the two of you? Any shows coming up? Anyone that wants to see you live, where can they do that?
You got to go to our website to find out, because we can't remember where we're playing that.
Okay, like, website.
Well, Curtis's baby is coming up, so we're taking a little time off.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're due end of January,
That's
so we're
so
going
to
have some time to chill.
Which is going to be so nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Sometime in the, I would say in the next month, we're going to make a tour announcement that'll be after the baby.
Okay. And so what is your website?
HighValleyMusic.com.
Okay, and then your Instagram?
High Valley Official.
Oh, you're official.
Because so, there's a girl that took one picture
of a dog.
And has High Valley?
Yeah, she has High Valley. I've messaged her so many times.
Oh, that's
no response.
Oh, that's so annoying. You have to pay her.
I offered her $3.
She didn't take it?
No.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast
Thanks for having us.
Congratulations on everything and the new baby and all your new music. And I love it. And I just like you guys. You guys are cool.
Thanks for having us.
I think you're cool, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, get rid of the Range Rover and we'll talk.
Oh, man.
What do you drive?
A Jeep.
Very cool.
I sold Jeeps for 6 years. I'd gladly drive one. I'll trade you.
Okay.
Why don't we do a swap for a week?
Okay.
And see what you think.
Okay. I'm into it.
All right.
I chirp the Range Rovers all the time, yet I have never driven one, so that's me just being an asshole. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Blue Apron. Visit blueapron.com/offthevine. True Hollywood Story. Watch the most anticipated series return Sundays at 10 only on E! Obey. Use code Off the Vine for your first month free. And The Farmer's Dog. Go to thefarmersdog.com/vine and you'll save 50% and get free shipping.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save.